If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keep your eye on the money. Vegas, I keep calling for the Vegas. Well, they all fell their eyes.
I'm the fire in your eyes.
Into the eyes of a stranger. I've always known that the mirror never
This is the Decibel Geek Podcast with Aaron Camaro and Chris Sinzak.
All right, folks, welcome back once again. Yes, indeed, it's time for the Decibel Geek Podcast. I'm Aaron Camaro, joined as always by my man right here, Chris Sinzak. How's it going, my friend?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really good. We've got a good one lined up for today. We've been on a roll here lately on the Decibel Geek Podcast.
Yeah, so we had a really good response to last week's Big in Japan episode, you know, coming off the heels of those two big interviews. And we have more interviews in the works right now. Promise.
Yeah, all them interviews were great. Big in Japan was fun because it's unique to have a perspective that you don't usually look at as an American as, you know, man, we stink, you know, but it's one of them things. It's a kind of a depression that we all have to work together to try to help those around us. You know, break the hold of corporate music.
Yeah, and it's not just an America thing anymore. You know, right. We're building a local music scene with a worldwide audience.
Exactly.
That's our whole tagline, right?
So that's our little thing we're trying to do.
We love all of you from all over the world. So thanks for the great feedback. You know, we always get lots of great feedback on the Facebook page, facebook.com/DecibelGeek. Before we get into today's topic, we do have, we got to get to Geek of the Week.
Yeah.
And this was a good choice this week. Geek of the Week is a wonderful lady named Terry Doty from Atascadero, California.
Atascadero.
Another one of those long names that are fun to read.
That is fun.
She is the publisher of Music Insider Magazine, and I've been friends with Terry on Facebook for a while now, and she likes the show and has for a while, and
right on.
Wished me a happy Sunday today, and I was like, hey, you know, I was like, you know, you like the show, I appreciate that. And then I checked out her site, musicinsidermagazine.com, and basically what that does is it provides information and contacts that help musicians be more successful. Draws on deep music industry expertise, provides tactics and practices to professional working musicians, help them achieve more and help them succeed.
Where was this stuff when we were kids?
I know. Yeah. All we had was MTV and like try to do what those guys
do. Yeah.
But
I want to be just like Kiss.
It's a cool e-zine, and Terry was nice enough to add our link and logo to their site, so I wanted to return the favor and turn you guys on to them. If you want to check them out, go to musicinsidermagazine.com. So Terry, enjoy your Monopoly money.
The power, the glory, and prestige of being Geek of the Week.
That's your job to say that every week. You're better at it than me. So
you got to add that oomph to it.
Yeah,
make it as important as it truly is.
Yeah, our logo is proudly displayed on their website, and we will have a link to their website on our official page, decibelgeek.com.
See, that's all you need. You go to our page, you go to their page, you go to their page, you go to our page. Just, you know, that's all you need.
Yeah.
Nice. Speaking of pages, you know, you can always check us out on Facebook. We're always available there. The discussion is always rocking on Facebook, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Our homepage, www.decibelgeek.com, of course. And I guess we're on Twitter once in a while.
Yeah,
sometimes.
At DecibelGeekPod.
And, you know, that's where it's all. Hey, we got the phone number, too. What's that phone number again?
540-DB-GEEK-1.
Not that anybody ever calls it.
No, we got a voicemail this week, and it's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, I really love this voicemail.
Cool, man. Let her rip.
All right, check this out.
I really love the show and all, and it's a great show, and I listen every week, and I even bought a T-shirt, and I donated on the donate page. And since I've done all this cool stuff for y'all, I think it'd be great if y'all, if Chris just hosted the show by himself, it'd be a lot better. That Aaron guy, I just don't know. His taste in music's pretty weird. And, you know, Chris, all of Chris's songs are great. He's got the right personality. He's the cool guy on the show. And Aaron just kind of gets in the way. So I'll keep listening. But, yeah, you got to drop that Aaron guy. He's no good. Thanks so much.
Whoa, hang on a second. Whoa.
Wasn't that awesome?
Wait a minute.
That guy knows what he's talking about.
Man, I can tell by the look on your face
what?
That this is BS, what's going on right here.
No. This was a loyal listener who has a really high regard for good musical taste. Just because you don't like what he said doesn't mean that he's not.
You're so full. Look at you. Look at your face right now. That's you on there. You did this.
You're right. I did do it.
I can't believe
it. All right,
it.
Damn it, folks. Now, listen. While I agree with what the guy, this. I mean, I said... I can't disagree, but come on, we need feedback, folks. We have this hotline set up for a reason. Call in, tell us what songs you want to hear. Tell us what you think of the show. Tell me that I'm right in all of my musical choices and Aaron's wrong. Go to 540-DB-GEEK-1 and just call and let us know. Or if you think Aaron's right and I suck, call the number and tell them that.
I can't believe you did that. That hurts me a little bit.
I'm trying to get people to use the hotline, man.
I hear you.
Desperate
times, it's man. It's there and it's available. And, you know, just like this, my quotation marks in the air, you can't see him, person that called in, this fan of Chris's.
This extremely intelligent individual with good looks and sharp wit.
That person with good looks and sharp wit could be you. Appearing here on the Decibel Geek
podcast.
Okay,
I'll put the mirror
down. You got the number.
Yeah.
Give it a call.
Okay. I'm sorry, Aaron. But, yeah, come on. Call the number so we don't have to do this.
I would never do that to you. Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah. All right. So what do we got going on today?
Okay.
Hey, you know what we got going on today? Well, May is National Healthy Vision Month.
That's right. That
comes direct from the National Eye Institute themselves. They know what's going on.
Yeah. So this episode, and you know, some of you saw the teaser artwork I put up with all the different pictures of the eyes, and some people are like, what is that about? That's what this show is about this week. We are commemorating Healthy Vision Month, according to the National Eye Institute, this is the Sight for Sore Ears episode. And a little bit about Healthy Vision Month, Aaron, why don't you read a little bit of that to tell people what's up?
Well, I can tell you this, millions of people living in the United States have undetected vision problems, eye diseases, and conditions. The HVM, which is, you know, the Healthy Vision Month, is dedicated to elevating vision and health priorities for the entire nation by promoting the importance of early detection and treatment, as well as the proper use of safety eyeglasses and preventing vision loss and blindness. You know, not all of us, you know, are lucky like me to have 20/20 contact lenses.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, and this this actually hits home for me because a few years ago I was going through some blood pressure issues, and it got so bad that I actually lost most of my vision for a period of time.
Oh, wow.
And once I got on some medicine, I got it back. But for that short period of time, not knowing what I'm looking at, it's a scary thing. So, folks, if you have any issues with your eyes, you know, not just in May but any month, go get your eyes checked out. It's not going to hurt at all.
Right. And it's one of those things where they'll take care of you, you know, your eyes examined, you know, do that all the time, make sure your kids are getting it. You guys know what's going on. If you got old eyeglasses, you can donate them to the Lions.
Lions Club.
Yeah, the Lions Club. They're always out there supporting healthy eye vision, and, you know, it's an important thing. So if you know somebody that needs glasses, or, you know, you can help somebody that needs glasses, you do it.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm going to post a link on decibelgeek.com show notes for the National Eye Institute and all the information about just getting a comprehensive dilated eye exam, and it could protect you from losing your vision. You got to have vision so you can look at all the awesome artwork that I put up when we put these episodes out.
And there's been some good ones.
Yeah.
So I guess there's nothing else to do but get right to the music.
So, yeah, everything, all the songs played today relate to vision and sight and look. They all have those kind of words in the title.
Exactly, because May is Healthy Vision Month, and so that's how we're going to do it.
Yeah.
So let's see, who's got the first pick? You do.
I do, and this was, since the episode's called Sight for Sore Ears, which I came up with immediately, and yes, for you Poison fans, I did rip off the title of a VHS tape that they put
that's
out in 86 because
right.
I owned it.
I remember
it.
That.
Poison was my gateway into rock and roll, unfortunately. But I wasn't. Anyway. But yeah, so this song was an easy pick for me because this song is called Sight for Sore Eyes. And this is Aerosmith off 1977's Draw the Line.
Going down, going down, going down. Need a seat,
That's a great tune. I love Aerosmith.
I love the old stuff, man.
Yeah,
it's,
you know,
aged well.
Sight for sore eyes. That's a good pick. I like that one. That's a good one. Let's see what else we got. Oh, it's my turn now. I'm going to go ahead and pick some Dokken. We haven't played any Dokken here on the Decibel Geek Podcast, and
it's been a while.
It's been a while.
We played Dream Warriors, and then I think the 1987.
That was a clip. So I wanted to give Dokken some due, and it was a good opportunity. And this song is called "Inside Looking Out." Yeah, it fits the theme, yeah. Right? This one came out in 1995, and in all actuality, this is probably my favorite Dokken album.
Really?
And it came out in 95.
Not their peak years.
This one topped the top 50 on debuts when it came out in 95.
Really?
Dokken.
Huh.
It was on the top 50. It was their return with George Lynch. It was their return album. They had been gone for quite a while, and they had gotten back together, got in the studio. Things didn't last too long with Dokken, with Don Dokken and George Lynch, but out of it came one really awesome album called Dysfunctional. So if you get a chance, check that out. I highly recommend you do. But in the meantime, here's a track off there. And like I said, it fits in perfect for what we're doing here today, Healthy Vision Month. This is The Inside Looking Out.
Open your eyes and leave the world behind. Open
the sounds of Dokken with Inside Looking Out as we celebrate Healthy Vision Month on the Decibel Geek
Killer
podcast.
Guitar work on that one by George Lynch. Love it.
I miss George Lynch, although the Dokken album that just came out last year, Broken Bones, has got some really good playing from John Levin on it. So,
yeah, that's true.
They're still putting out quality material, although they said it might be the last one, but we know how that goes.
Who knows?
But
at least there's only one of them.
Yeah, all right. My next pick is, this is definitely one where I picked it based on digging through YouTube, you know, and I just want to try to expose you guys to some new stuff, and I don't think too many of our listeners would have heard this.
I never heard of it before today, but I like it.
This is a band called Electric Six. They are a six-piece Detroit-based band that plays what's been described as a brand of rock music infused with garage, disco, punk rock, new wave, and metal.
Okay.
It's an interesting mix. They were formed in 1999. They met recognition in 2003 with the singles Danger, High Voltage, and Gay Bar, which is a funny song. So they're kind of known as like a novelty act, but I think that kind of overshadows how good they actually are.
We'll have to save that one for a different theme show.
Yeah. They've recorded 8 full-length albums, but most people just know them those two songs. But this is from their third album, Switzerland, released in 2005. This is Electric Six with Night Vision.
You can come and see me, but I don't glow in the dark, so you're gonna have to learn to use a little night vision. Then you must decide who resides in your heart, and babe, I know that's not an easy decision. Oh, I went bananas when I spoke to you on the telephone. I feel like darkness. I was dying, but then you saved me and brought me back just to say to me, whoa, there are asteroids that shine brighter than you ever will.
We'll be right back.
think of that one?
I like it. That's the first time I've ever heard Electric Six. It's different, that's for sure, but I do dig it.
Yeah, like a good hybrid of different stuff.
And it fits our theme today. Great title.
Yeah.
Night Vision.
What do you got next?
I'm doubling up.
What's that?
I'm doubling up. Not only is the song I'm picking titled Eyes of a Stranger.
Queensryche?
But in 1987, it came off an album called Visual Lies.
Oh, you're talking about Lizzie Borden.
You know it. See, doubling up the album title and the name of the song. Both tie into what we're doing today, huh?
Cool.
There ain't a whole lot you can say about Lizzie Borden other than he's awesome and it rocks. And this album is the one that features Joe Holmes.
Oh, great guitar player.
Would go on to play with David Lee Roth and Ozzy. Yeah, that's right. So crank this one up. It's Lizzie Borden with Eyes of a Stranger.
Out. Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
Listen to the Decibel Geek Podcast on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones with Stitcher. Stitcher's smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Putting the O back in rock.
It's just like a...
Oh. Oh. Oh.
A hot knife.
Oh. Yes. 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 Oh. Oh.
You're listening to the Decibel Geek Podcast.
Yes! Oh!
Oh! Oh! Hi, I'm Led Zeppelin's pet mud shark.
And you're listening to the Decibel Geek Podcast.
All right, and we're back. Decibel Geek Podcast coming at you in May. It is Healthy Vision Month, according to the National Eye Institute. They know what's happening with your vision. Want to make sure everybody out there is getting their eye vision taken care of and taking care of those around them that may have vision issues.
Yeah, and eat your carrots.
And eat your carrots. Eat lots of them. I'm sure the National Eye Institute would agree with that.
I would think so.
All right, so we're going to keep playing songs with a theme, and the theme is
sight
and vision.
Yeah.
Things like that, you know. It is Healthy Vision Month, so that's what we're doing. So and, now it's your turn. You got a good one. Oh, I love this song. So
and
much.
I've been wanting to play these guys since
Christmas.
Since Christmas, because we had a very Motley Christmas.
Yeah, we did.
One of our most popular episodes. It was an all Motley Crue episode where you go through the whole all the studio albums and played something. And
that's the thing with the Facebook page. When enough people demand it, you know, and say, "Hey, we want a whole Motley Crue show," you deliver.
It
that's
still
what
gets
we do.
Good numbers too.
I mean,
it still gets downloaded regularly. So we'll have to do another Motley Christmas this year.
Start doing Motley Crues every other week.
Start the Motley Crue podcast.
There you go. See, but, somebody out there should do it, I guess.
Yeah, and I'll always have a soft spot for the Too Fast for Love album.
Hell
it's
yeah!
It's so organic, and it's just cool hearing those guys back when they were hungry and young, you know, and before the fame went to their heads, literally, with all the drugs. And but 1981, released on Leather Records, later released in 82 on Elektra Records. Album cover inspired by the Rolling Stones' Sticky Fingers cover, as most people know.
Pretty easy to see.
A lot of great songs on this album, but only one that fits the theme of today's show. This is Motley Crue with Starry Eyes.
Hold you like a man supposed to be held. I can't get into what's happening.
It's one of my favorite songs off one of my favorite albums.
I'd love to hear that song live. I think
they should
do that one.
They should come back and do that first album, do a tour where they're playing the first maybe one or two albums entirely.
I saw a clip of the other night. They were playing, I think, Vegas and or Mohegan Sun Casino, and they played the title track.
Oh, right.
It sounded
on.
Pretty good.
Heck yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Here's one for you. You're going to dig this. Came out, well, originally it would have came out in 1980 off of the Blizzard of Oz album. But this was an unreleased cut. It's a very cool song. You know what I'm talking about? Have you ever heard this one?
I don't think so.
No, you never heard this song?
Mm-mm.
Oh, man.
The Blizzard regular edition. I don't think I ever heard any of the bonus stuff.
I think it was like the early 2000s they actually released this song as a single. And back then I was working on radio. They let us play it. And it's such an amazing song. It's one of those where I say, how did this get cut off the album? It's so cool. Randy Rhoads just shredding on this one. So crank it up. You're going to love it. It's Ozzy Osbourne with You Looking at Me, Looking at You.
That a bonus track?
I don't know, man. It's so cool. And thing is I was looking at a Sabbath tune I was gonna pick, and then I was looking at that one. It's like, you know, I don't know if so many people have even heard this Ozzy song. And if you haven't heard it, I got to imagine a lot haven't.
Pretty
but
good.
I was torn. I really, really wanted to play that Sabbath tune.
Well, I made it easy for you because I picked a Sabbath tune.
Excellent. That's why we do this together. We got that heavy metal, hard rock wavelength like that.
We share a brain. Together, we're one normal person.
Right, yeah. We're the size of one brain with ours put
together. Or we're two normal people if you count the really intelligent guy that called in on the hotline. But anyway.
He don't count.
But
it's terrible.
I want to pick something from Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. The fifth studio album released in December of 1973. This was an album they expanded upon doing the slow crunching style by adding strings, keyboards, and some orchestral arrangements. Sabbath got a little bit more complex on this stuff. Certified platinum in 1986.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting tidbit about this. They were rehearsing initially for this album at the record plant in L.A., and they just weren't feeling inspired by it. It just wasn't working out. Their substance abuse was at an all-time high at the time.
Yeah, this is troubled times.
So Sabbath really wanted to get into the mood of this album, so they moved rehearsals to Clearwell Castle in the U.K. and started rehearsing in a dungeon.
Nice.
And that's where the riff from Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath came from.
Heck
so,
yeah, that'll do it.
So they totally immersed themselves in the type of atmosphere they wanted.
Maybe we ought to start recording the Decibel Geek podcast in a dungeon.
Or not, but let's make an evil podcast.
Hey, there's something somebody could do.
Yeah, so fitting with today's theme show, this is Black Sabbath with Looking for Today. Oh, yeah, it made it easy for you, didn't it?
I appreciate that. I was really torn. I was like, you know, this song is so good. It deserves to be on the Vision episode, the Healthy Vision Month show, you know, but I just really wanted to play. I was having a moral dilemma between those two songs, and you made it okay for me because I got to hear them both.
Speaking of Sabbath, what do you think of the new song that's getting played on the radio?
They're playing it on the radio?
Yeah, the God is Dead track.
I mean, it's Sabbath. I love it, but, you know, I just can't.
I don't see why it took 8 minutes to get the point across. I mean, I would have chopped it down to maybe a 4-minute song. And I mean, the middle riff when it picks up pace is great. Kind of reminds me of Hand of Doom a little bit, but
yeah, I can see that.
It's got moments, but it's like really an eight minute song that kind of trudges along. I don't know.
They play the full 8 minutes on the radio.
It's a cut version of it, but
have they been playing it on the local rock station here? Really?
Yeah, they play it a lot, actually.
Wow, I don't even listen to that station. I had no idea they were playing Sabbath.
Well, why do you not listen to the radio, Aaron?
Because the radio sucks.
Exactly. But listen to those episodes if you haven't. But, anyway, Black Sabbath, I love the old stuff. I'm still skeptical about the new stuff. We'll see.
Give it a chance, man. It's Sabbath. It can't be all bad.
That's true.
All right, here's a band you're definitely not going to hear on the radio anywhere around here or maybe anywhere but maybe Norway or Europe. Talking about bands that are big in other countries and not so big here, like we talked about last week, talking about Turbo Negro.
Racist.
No, it's Turbo Negro is the Negro. I'm not sure how you say. I guess it's Turbo Negro. Let's
it's
say
our show. You can say
let's
Negro
say it that
like.
Way. And
our
one
black listener will not like that.
Oh no! Dang it! Now I've done
Actually,
it.
Actually, I don't know if we have any black listeners. If you're a black listener, let us know.
Yeah,
we love you.
See, you should have. No, never mind. I ain't gonna say that.
Well, let's not scare them off.
I was gonna say you could have done a black guy voice when you called in and done it. And then I've been like, no way.
I'm not touching that. What song are you going to play?
Edit that out. We're going to go ahead with Turbo Negro. You're going to love this one. Crank it up. It's huge in Europe. Turbo Negro, this one's called If You Seek It.
UCLA. Where did you go? I wanna know. okay?
Got a question, comment, request, or legal threat? Call us on our voicemail hotline at 540-DB-GEEK-1. That's 540-324-3351.
Translating Jonathan Davis. Means you're listening to the Decibel Geek Podcast.
Broadcasting live from Lemmy's Mole, you're listening to the Decibel Geek Podcast.
All right, we're back. This is the Decibel Geek Podcast, and you are joining us as we pay a little attention to Healthy Vision Month, letting people know out there, take care of your vision. It's the way to keep you from running into shit.
Yeah. Don't be like Ace Frehley and walk into a wall.
Yeah, that guy has trouble walking, trouble seeing, everything else.
It's because he's snowblind.
Oh, yeah. See, now it makes perfect sense. It all comes together. And there's our KISS reference for the week.
Well, and yeah, and KISS is up next on the show because, you know.
Oh, perfect.
KISS has done a number of tracks that relate to vision and sight.
Yeah, I was thinking of X-Ray Eyes.
X-Ray Eyes was a contender. As I said, Snowblind, Going Blind was a contender. I, although spelled differently. But this one, I think this might be the only track that's recorded twice in the KISS catalog on different albums.
Oh, yeah, technically,
For different reasons. But I'm going to play the Rock and Roll Over version.
Thank you.
And yeah, because I don't really care much for the Gene Simmons solo album version. You got to have the one with Ace's solo on it, you know, to make it right. But yeah, what else is there to say about Rock and Roll Over? Everyone that listens to our show, for the most part, I'd say, is pretty much an expert on this album.
I would hope so.
Produced
by
Eddie Kramer. You know, great album. Released 5 days after I was born. There's a little.
This might be the most underrated KISS album, I think, because everybody's always talking about. You know, they're always talking about other albums. They're talking about Alive, and they're talking about, you know, Destroyer and the first album. And I think people leave out, you know, they talk about Love Gun a lot, but they leave out Rock and Roll, and they shouldn't.
Diehards talk about it a lot, but the band themselves, for some reason, Destroyer is always their go-to.
Yeah.
But Rock and Roll Over is great. This is meat and potatoes KISS. So
love it.
Yeah, off Rock and Roll Over, this is KISS with See You in Your Dreams.
The party's over, and baby's in the corner. She's all alone for the night.
So we've been having fun here today, and we're doing May is Healthy Vision Month. Everybody knows that by now. And once again, one final time, I want to tell you, you know, vision is a very important thing. You got to be able to see what you're doing, you know. And if you feel like you're scared about going into a doctor, you know, do a little research, you know. Go online, do what you can. You can definitely – what's the website address there where people can go? Do you got that on hand?
Well, just go to decibelgeek.com, and I will have a full link that takes you to all the information you need from the National Eye Institute.
You know, and it's all there. They cover everything. Any worries you might have, any questions you might have, they've got it all there. So take care of your eyes, you know. We want you to be able to see what you're doing when you're typing in www.decibelgeek.com.
Yeah, our website's kind of lame if you can't see it. We got one more song to play.
Hey, we did Big in Japan last week. Here's a good example. This one was actually a Japanese bonus track off their debut album in 1999 entitled No Escape. They've released 9 albums between 1999 and 2012, and as far as I know, they're still out there rocking. This is a band called Advance, A-T, Vance.
At Vance.
Yes, nice. At Vance. And I think you know this tune. It's a little bit crunchier and a little bit heavier than you might remember. But crank this one up. It's Eye of the Tiger on the Decibel Geek Podcast. We're wrapping up Healthy Vision Month, and we'll see you next week.
See you later.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.